This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Last month, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency wrapped up a public comment period on its controversial plan to remove toxic PCBs from the Housatonic River. The agency says it hopes to issue its final plan by the end of the year. As New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports, that would be before any possible change at the White House.
It can take a long time to figure out how to clean up a river. Throw in two states, five towns, environmentalists with different perspectives, a federal agency bound by laws and red tape, a polluter with lots of lawyers, toxic waste that needs to be put somewhere, and it can take decades. In the case of the Housatonic, it has. 20 years and counting. But now things may be moving forward.
I'm sincere on that.
That's Roger Martella of General Electric speaking in February at the announcement of a mediated cleanup agreement. He promised the company would start the design immediately.
This is a far better alternative to more years of protracted litigation, which would delay the cleanup and extend the uncertainty.
But some want more time, so the public can influence the cleanup permit, which is slated to include a low-level toxic waste disposal site in the Berkshires, saving GE the cost of shipping it out of state. Tim Gray of the Housatonic River Initiative says the EPA is trying to finish the cleanup plan with lightning speed.
They want to make sure that this very weak permit against General Electric gets through for the company before the administrations might change.
And it doesn't seem that fast to me. You know, it's been going on for years.
That's Jim Murphy, a retired New England EPA staffer who worked for 13 years on the GE Housatonic site. Murphy says a new administration wouldn't change the outcome. He experienced a change in administrations three times under Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, and Trump.
No matter who is, you know, victorious in this upcoming election, I don't see a whole lot of changes as far as how the GE project would proceed one way or the other. So obviously the election is going to be significant, but the trickle down to a specific site is really not visible.
And the Housatonic cleanup issue isn't really a partisan one. Top Democrats, including Senator Ed Markey, praised the deal. Tim Whitehouse also used to work at the EPA as a senior attorney enforcing clean water and hazardous waste laws. Today he directs the nonprofit Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, a group that protects whistleblowers who work for environmental agencies.
Federal agencies always work to finalize their permits and regulations and policy objectives of the administration before they leave office and before an election. So that's the normal course of business.
Whitehouse says that was true when he was at the EPA during two transitions, including from Presidents Clinton to Bush, a transition he called smooth and amicable. But he says things have changed under President Trump.
What's different about this administration is the complete abruptness and hostility that this administration has toward environmental regulations and toward regulations that protect public health.
Tim Whitehouse says the agency is trying to finalize as many hazardous waste cleanups as possible. He points to goals set by Trump's first EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, who set up a task force in 2017, which recommended expediting cleanups. Whitehouse says now, under Trump's second EPA administrator, Andrew Wheeler, the agency is promoting the number of cleanups it checks off the list.
So that EPA can claim progress in terms of cleaning up hazardous waste sites.
But he says he's not hearing that specifically about the GE Housatonic River site. Kyla Bennett, who also works for PEER and who worked for EPA New England for a decade, says the agency's career employees try to do the right thing and use the laws to protect the environment and residents. She says staffers in New England and the Pacific Southwest, which includes California, are among those who push back the hardest.
Regions 1 and 9 probably are the most environmentally protective regions. They're known by headquarters. They always have been, as the regions that push the envelope.
If there is a change at the White House, it's likely the EPA's New England region would get a new acting administrator. So if the Housatonic cleanup is not finalized by then, it could sit unresolved for months more. Some living near the river say getting rid of the PCB dump, even if it takes more time, is their priority. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.